This life is one act. Why do we lay all these traps? We put them right in our path when we just want to be free. I will not waste my days thinking of all kinds of ways to worry about all the things that will not happen to me. So I just let go of what I know I don't know, and I know I only do this by living in the moment, living my life
easy and breezy.
Peace in my mind,
peace in my heart,
peace in my soul.
Wherever I'm going,
I'm already home.
Living in the moment,
I'm letting myself off the hook for things I've done. I'm living home in the past, but more than having the fun. I'm letting go of the thoughts that do not make me strong. And I believe this way can feel the same for everyone.
And if I fall asleep, I know.
My life
easy and breezy,
peace in my mind,
peace in my heart,
peace in my soul.
Wherever I'm going,
I'm already home. Well, I can't walk through life facing backwards.
I have tried
more than once to just let go, but
I was denied.
The future I've been searching for spun around and hurt no more. By living in the moment, living my life
easy and breezy,
peace in my mind,
peace in my heart,
peace in my soul.
Wherever I'm going,
already home.
I'm letting myself off the hook for things I've done. I let my past so pass, and now I'm having my fun. Got
peace in my thoughts, got peace in my soul.
Where I believe this way can feel the same for everyone.
When I'm living in the moment,
I'm living my life
easy and breezy.
Peace in my heart,
peace in my heart,
peace in my soul.
And I'm going,
I'm already home,
living in the moment.
Good morning. My name is Teresa Belden, and I'm honored to serve on your Board of Trustees. Welcome to those who are in our sanctuary and everybody online. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. Central Time, and you can watch our services anytime on demand or on our YouTube channel. This afternoon, join Michael Schwingel for his workshop, Journeying the Internal Landscape. Michael invites you to gently place your rational mind in the passenger seat and access the wisdom and intelligence of your body. Come and explore the concept of focusing. Women of Unity meet next Saturday at 9:30 in the morning for a morning of sharing gratitude. Reverend Tony will... And join Reverend Tony for a new weekly peace meditation beginning next Sunday evening. It's offered in person or on Zoom. And our monthly healing and wellness service is Tuesday, November 7th at 7 p.m. The service begins and ends with the sounds of the singing bowl, followed by a meditation and a series of four 10-minute healing sessions. experience the peaceful presence and heartfelt connection to the divine in this sacred space. Wendy Brown Baez leads our Being Present with Grief Circle on the third Monday of each month. You can join in the circle on November 20th at 7 p.m. in the meditation room. And now please join Reverend Pat with our opening prayer.
Thank you. Join me in prayer this morning. Just do whatever you need to do to become comfortable and still. As we begin our prayer, we know our oneness with each other and our oneness with all that is. So today we come together with open hearts and open minds, receptive to the wisdom that surrounds us. We recognize this morning that each individual path is unique. But today we celebrate the tapestry of community that unites us all. And for that, we're grateful. Also today, we pray with those that have requested our prayers represented by our prayer box. We hold each prayer request in this consciousness of love, in this consciousness of answered prayer. We especially pray with those that are going through health challenges right now. We hold the truth for them when they are unable to hold it for themselves. We also pray for peace, knowing that peace is possible. Peace is possible, one person at a time. We pray with those places in the world that are experiencing conflict right now. And we affirm peace, peace, peace. So today we're grateful to come together, to know that divine presence within, to feel that presence, and we are grateful. We are grateful for this day. We are grateful for this day. And together we say thank you, God. Together, thank you, God. And again, thank you, God. And again, thank you, God. Let's applaud this day, okay? Let's stand for our opening song.
Morning has broken like the first morning. Blackbird has spoken like the first bird. Praise for the singing, praise for the morning, praise for them spring. From the word. Sweet the rain's new fall, sunlit from heaven, like the first dewfall on the first grass. Praise for the sweetness of the wet garden, sprung in completeness where his feet pass. Mine is the sunlight, mine is the morning, born of the one light, Eden saw play. Praise with elation, praise every morning, God's recreation of the new day. Morning has broken like the first morning. Blackbird has spoken like the first bird. Praise for the singing, praise for the morning, praise for them springing fresh from.
Thank you, and please be seated. Good morning.
Good morning.
Mm-hmm. Let's try that again. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
I was thinking as we were singing that song, I'm often up early in the morning and I see the breaking of the day. And it's a beautiful promise, is it not? It's a beautiful promise of another day for us to be able to step out there and to do what is ours to do and to do it with great love. We're grateful that today you've chosen to spend some time with us this morning. We know that you have many choices, but you know, this is home for many of you. And I appreciate it feels like home when you are here, when you are here. So thank you for being here. Unity is that open and welcoming, inclusive community. One of our core values here is that of welcoming. So dear friends, please, if you're with us today or have not been with us for some time, our guest, we want to honor your presence here today. Just take your courage in your hand and raise your hand as I raise my hand. Courage out there. Guests this morning. Guests this morning. Guests, guests, guests. We've got guests this morning. Thank you for having the courage to raise your hand. That packet of information tells you a lot about Unity Minneapolis. There's a card in there if you choose to fill out any part of that card and turn that into our book desk. We have a gift for you. The rose is a gift from our congregation so that we can easily recognize you and give you that personal one-on-one welcome. We also welcome those that are with us for the first time live streaming. We welcome you, and there's a contact card. If you fill out any part of that card, someone from our staff will reach out to you. All of that's important, and yet one of the most important things that I say on this platform each and every Sunday morning is this, and that is, my dear friends, wherever you are in your spiritual journey, wherever that may be, you're welcome here. You're welcome here. We love you, we bless you, and we behold the living presence of the divine within you. Let's appreciate these guests this morning. This, our vision statement, is found in your order of service. May we affirm this together. Together, centered in spirit, we celebrate a world transformed by love, peace, and compassion. And again, centered in spirit, we celebrate a world transformed by love, peace, and compassion. Last weekend was a very exciting weekend, especially for the ministerial team. We had the opportunity to do what we refer to as our new members class. We do that twice a year, the opportunity to be able to affiliate officially as a member of Unity Minneapolis. This past weekend, we had 9 participants in that class, and all 9 said yes to membership. And we had a great time together. It starts on Friday night. We do some meeting on Saturday morning till about 1, and then Sunday afternoon. What a great way to build community and be with each other. I'm going to invite Reverend Kevin to come forth and call the names of our new members. And as he calls the names, I'm going to invite you to come forth, please.
As I call your name, please come on up. Michael Estamba. Janet George. Marilyn Granosky, Linda Linehan, Catherine Rose, Michael Schwengel, Mary Small, Jane Spaulding, Chip Tenpencil,
Charles Fillmore, co-founder of Unity, defined Unity this way. Unity is a link in the great educational movement inaugurated by Jesus, our way shower. Our objective is to discern the truth in Christianity and to prove it. The truth we teach is not new. Neither do we claim special revelation or discovery of new religious principles. Our purpose is to help and teach humanity to use and prove the eternal truth taught by our master teacher.
Dear friends, you've expressed a desire to officially affiliate yourself with Unity Minneapolis and therefore the greater Unity movement so that together we might make Charles Fillmore's definition of unity come alive by modeling for humankind the truth that our teacher and way shower Jesus taught and Jesus demonstrated. You are familiar with and you are in alignment with the vision and mission that our congregation has created. Do you, as new members, commit to supporting Unity Minneapolis vision and mission statements with your thoughts and prayers and service? If so, please say, I do. Board President Nancy Merritt, these individuals have expressed a desire to unite in membership with Unity Minneapolis. They have fulfilled the requirements for membership as outlined by our bylaws. They have also pledged their alignment with the vision and mission statements of Unity Minneapolis. They are demonstrating their commitment to their own spiritual growth, and they have promised to support this church. Do you, as the elected representative of the congregation, accept these individuals as members with all accorded privileges?
You know, my heart is filled with joy for you and for us as a congregation. I absolutely do.
So from this day forward, let it be known that these individuals have become a member of Unity Minneapolis. Will the congregation please rise and sing to our new members, I Behold the Christ in You.
I behold the Christ in You. Hear the life of God I see. I can see a great peace too. I can see You whole and free. I behold the Christ in You. I can see this as You are. I see this in all You do. I can see this as You talk. I behold God's love expressed. I can see You filled with power. I can see You ever blessed. See Christ in You hour by hour. I behold the Christ in You. I can see that perfect One led by God in all. See, God's work is done.
This kid's on the block, okay. You may be seated. The reading of our daily word,
We now move deeper in spirit with the reading of the daily word. Okay, moving deeper in spirit. You are invited to mentally add your prayers to our prayer box. After the service, the prayer box is located in the garden court out front, where you may add your written requests. You may also submit an online prayer request via our website. Your prayers are prayed with by our prayer ministry for 7 days, and then they are forwarded to Silent Unity, where they're prayed with for an additional 30 days. The word for today is imagination. I imagine and create my most magnificent life. I admire the storyteller's gift for creating fantastic worlds where impossible things happen. I immerse myself in the story, allowing myself to feel the wonder, the exhilaration, and even the sadness of the storyteller's imagination has created. No matter how scary the story, there is nothing to fear. It's only a story. My imagination helps me create my life story. Guided by divine wisdom and will, I imagine a positive, meaningful life. If disturbing thoughts cloud my imagination, I remember I am God's living expression. There is nothing to fear. My spiritual gifts of faith, love, strength, and understanding join with my imagination to build the fulfilling life my heart desires. And the scripture tells us from Joel 2:28, I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. The word for today is imagination.
Please join me for a time of quiet reflection. I invite you just to settle in and allow your body and mind to still, taking some deep centering breaths and just feeling yourself moving from your head to your heart. Using an activity from Trusting Change and Reverend Karen, she asks the question, how many muscles are you using in response to your threshold? Sitting comfortably in a chair, take a few deep breaths in and out through your nose, and scan your body for any places of tightness, knotted tension, or alerted stiffness. Begin at the top of your head and work your way down, noticing the muscles in your forehead, your jaw, your neck, and shoulders. Taking a deep breath and rolling your shoulders back and down. Continue scanning through your arms to your hands and fingertips. Then move your awareness through your torso, noticing how fully your lungs inflate and empty with each breath. How are your hips aligned and settled in the chair? Trace the muscles in your legs down through your feet and to the floor below. Open your awareness to any sensation of the floor beneath your feet and the chair beneath your bottom and the earth beneath it all. Asking your body, how is it responding to this support and what it is doing with it? When a butterfly emerges from the chrysalis, it hangs upside down to let gravity help pump fluids from its abdomen into its wings. How might you too make use of gravity, steady and reliable, that holds you now and always? If you've noticed any pockets of tension or tightness in your scan, especially those that feel more prominent in response to your thresholds, with your next out breath, let yourself sigh and hum a little. Notice how it feels in your body and your bones. With your lips closed and your teeth of your upper and lower jaw not touching, keep humming as you breathe. Making a tune or wandering randomly from note to note, observing where in your body you feel the high notes and the low ones. Move a bit or sway a little. Intentionally open any channels that might send the vibrations into any part of your body experiencing tension. Then consider how you might return to this state of attentive connection as you move into the currents of change, participating fully in both the known support that holds you and the unknowns toward which you are headed. We now take a few moments and simply rest in the quiet and in the stillness. Invite you to come back to this time and place, hearing and taking these words with you. May you grow still enough to hear the small noises earth makes in preparing for the long sleep of winter, so that you yourself may grow calm and grounded deep within. May you grow still enough to hear the trickling of water seeping into the ground, so that your soul may be softened and healed and guided in its flow. May you grow still enough to hear the splintering of starlight in the winter sky and the roar at Earth's fiery core. And may you grow still enough to hear the stir of a single snowflake in the air, so that your inner silence may turn into hushed expectation. And so it is.
Well, it's not far down to paradise. At least it's not for me. And if the wind is right, you can sail away to find tranquility. Oh, the canvas can do miracles. Just you wait and see. Far to Never Never Land, no reason to pretend. And if the wind is right, you can sing the joy of innocence again. Oh, the canvas can do miracles, just you wait and see. Believe me.
The song, I don't know about you, but it made me want to go somewhere warm, do you know? It's great. And I must tell you, Rachel Holder's amazing. I know you kind of see the backside of her. I get to see the front side of her. I wish you could see the expressions on her face. I think anyone could sing in that choir with her leading. I appreciate her so much this morning. Thank you. A senior citizen in Florida brought a brand new Mercedes convertible. He took off down the road, gunning it at 80 miles an hour and enjoying the wind, blowing what little hair he had left on his head. This is great, he thought. As he roared down I-75, he pushed the pedal to the metal and even more. Then he looked in his rearview mirror, saw a highway patrol trooper behind him, blue lights flashing and sirens blaring. I can get away from him with no problem, thought the man as he stomped it even more and flew down the road at over 100 miles an hour, then 110, then 120. Then he thought, what am I doing? I am too old for this kind of thing. And he pulled over to the side of the road and waited for the trooper to catch up with him. The trooper pulled behind the Mercedes and walked up to the man. Sir, he said, looking at his watch, my shift ends in 30 minutes and today is Friday. If you can give me a reason why you were speeding that I've never heard before, I'll let you go. The man looked at the trooper and said, years ago, a girlfriend ran off with a Florida state trooper, and I thought you were bringing her back. The trooper replied, sir, have a nice day. Wow, it's so good to see you this morning, and it's so good to see some people that I haven't seen in a while. It's really good to have your energy in this sanctuary. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Good, because I just want to be sure that I certainly want to be heard, you know. So we are doing this great book, Trusting Change, and you know, it's just a wonderful book. There's no way that we on Sunday morning can cover everything that's so fabulous in this book. I highly recommend this book, and I know that Reverend Tony's group and my group is still open for joining if you'd like to come and be a part of that. We're having a great time. You know, she talks about thresholds in here, that we're all going through thresholds, and she also defines a threshold, so let's just get that out of the way. A threshold is the meeting place between the inside and the outside, between here and there, between the familiar and the unknown. Thresholds are about change. Thresholds are about transitions from one place to another. Those of us that experience that, we are called thresholders. I bet you've been called a lot of things in life, but probably never a thresholder. And she goes on to say that there are three principles that thresholds offer. She says, first, remember this, that change that we're going through, that echoes. When we experience change on a personal level, it affects our community and it affects global transformation. Now, in unity, we would say, of course it does. We're all one. We're all one. And when one ship rises, when the tide takes one ship up, all of them go up. And the second thing she says is participating in change is a shared task. And we'll speak a little bit more about that today. Change is about a shared task, not being so individualistic. Also, the third thing she says is change is embodied. And our meditation reflected so much of that today. Listening to our body's wisdom will unlock a vast storehouse of internal guidance for living well with change. Karen Herring, also the author of the book, goes through three stages of thresholding. Here we're going through this threshold. She says there's three stages of it. There's no longer, and then she gave us some skills to work with in no longer. And that was letting go and grieving and practicing anonymity. Then she also said equanimity. Then she also says the pause. And the pause is taking part in the stillness. It's navigating the unknown. It's preparing for the journey. And it's claiming companions on this pause. We pause and we really roll in our companions for support. And we're going to talk about that hopefully a little bit more too. And then she says the last part of that is about not yet. So it's no longer the pause and not yet. That's the threshold. She gave us these skills to work with. And so, first of all, as we're on this threshold of pause, she talks about claiming companions. And, you know, I don't know about you, but where I grew up, I was kind of taught to be self-reliant. Were you taught to be self-reliant? Some of you were. Some of you were not. I mean, do you remember hearing this as a child? She used it in the book, and I remember this up. Pat, pull up your bootstraps and get to moving. Someone has said, pull up your socks. But, you know, initially I think that was meant to empower. You know, it's like, yes, you can do this. You can do this. That's the message I got from my family and my teachers. And I think they intended it for a good thing. But, again, we know that one cannot pull up their bootstraps by themselves. It takes others to help us. We need help pulling up each other. And Sam Grant, a social innovator and transformative organizer, says, without community, individuality is no more than a shadow. Don't you love that? No more than a shadow. We need one another to fully express ourselves on and off this threshold. You know, we do not intend to go through these thresholds alone, but with others. That is one reason why we have a spiritual community here at Unity Minneapolis. We are here, my dear friends, to support each other as we go through this threshold or this journey of life together. We need other thresholders on our journey. This morning was no accident when I read one of my meditative readings this morning from Science of Mind, which I read quite often in the morning as I look at the dawn breaking. It's gorgeous, folks. It says, wherever people meet, this is Ernest Holmes, the founder of Science of Mind, says, wherever people meet together for prayer and spiritual community, a field of faith is created that reacts on everyone who enters it. An atmosphere of reality has been recognized. A new vibratory law has been set in motion. It is easy to break one twig, but if we bind many twigs together, they become unbreakable. In group consciousness, the individual faith of each member is strengthened through the union with all others. In union, there is strength. It is just as true in our mental life as it is in our body and in our affairs of going through that threshold. And this comes from Ernest Holmes, a book called Pray and Prosper. Our teacher and our way shower, Jesus the Christ, the master teacher, certainly had friends on his journey. Quite a crew he had, did he not? If Jesus needed companions on his journey, don't you think that we need them too? Luke 6, 12 through 29, rather than reading it, he prays all night, and then he calls the 12 to him. I like to think that he called these 12 disciples, as I said, what a crew they were, as he called these 12 disciples by right of consciousness. He called them to himself. And right after the calling in Luke 6, he stood and he delivered what we often refer to as the Sermon on the Mount. And I had an insight when I was reading it today. It's not the first time I'd read it, but it's interesting. The Quest was talking about the Bible today, and someone asked me a question, and I said, I'm sorry, that's not in the reading. I have no idea. But on Luke 6, he really calls to his disciples. And then the insight that I had today was, I've always visualized Jesus talking to the crowd. But this, in the book, he says he spoke to his disciples. He spoke to his disciples, and the crowd was just kind of there. Wow, what an insight for me, in that he knew what his purpose was. He knew that he wanted those disciples to go forth, as we would say in Matthew, go forth and make disciples of all nations. So he had a purpose for those disciples as well. The Quest by Mary Alice and Richard Jafala, which we are studying at 9 o'clock on Sunday morning, reminds us of the importance of companions as we go through our threshold as well. They say, although the inner journey is a solo one, through encouragement, motivation, inspiration, and prayer, the support of caring friends can make it easier for you to achieve your transformation, or I would add, to maneuver the many thresholds you are in. Therefore, it is important, not only here, but in other places, to have those friends that can support you. How many of you called on friends before in your threshold? Look around. Just look around there and keep your hands up. See, sometimes we want to do it by ourselves, and it's just easier sometimes if we'll call on a friend to help us out. Mary Alice and Richard Jafala they tell about, in their story on the quest, they tell about the power of a group. They use the example of a test. They say, you know, the individually they took a test and they scored 113, about the average, and then they put them together. They put them together, and as a group, they scored 145. They say, why the difference? It's obvious. If one person didn't know the answer in the individual testing, he or she could get help and get credit. So it takes that community sometimes to move through the threshold, even as a community. And we are moving through some thresholds now as a community, right?
Yes.
Yes. Praise God, you know that answer. So, but this is what was really important for me in the quest. He says, also, the group itself takes on an oversoul, a mind, a power greater than the sum total of all the members of the group. The group generates a power far greater than the sum of its individual members. That's why it's so important to have a carefully chosen spiritual support group. It will be your booster when your enthusiasm kind of seems to sag. Don't you think that's enough reason to come to church on Sunday morning? I mean, holy to Buddha. You know what I'm talking about? To get the, we are greater than the sum total in the sanctuary. We have an oversoul that's greater and that we can feed into. You feed me on Sunday morning, thank you. And hopefully you are fed on Sunday morning as well. I can assure you, every Sunday morning will not be a home run, but we will at least get to first base. I promise you that. You know, our new members here, oh, we're so proud of you. We're so proud of you coming in. Our new members, some of you may feel supported by your family and friends as you've come to Unity, and others may not feel so supported. I know I did not always have the support of family when I affiliated with Unity. They were concerned about my well-being. They were concerned about not spending eternity with me. I know some of my brothers and sisters, and that was probably be okay not to spend eternity with them. But they were also concerned about me not accepting Jesus necessarily as my personal Savior. Today, I'm happy to report to you that my family is just fine with me. Thank you for streaming. Thank you so much. They're much better. And I believe they're better because they see me, that this is serious business for me, and that they see me walking my talk the best I can, even when family's around, even when family's around. So it's important for us to find our tribe and for me to call by right of consciousness those that would be able to support me on my thresholds. If we don't have those people in our life, my dear friends, we can find them. We can find them. Open your heart and open your mind to those people that you resonate with on your journey. It's also beneficial in another way to have friends on this threshold to support you. 2005, Flinders University in Australia did a study. And those that had a large network of friends lived 22% longer than those that did not. So go get some friends. We need you on this planet, okay? A spiritual community supports my journey. Spiritual communities such as Unity Minneapolis. A 12-step program supports my journey as well. A men's group supports my journey as well. Other small groups support my journey. But I must remember that I don't go just to these groups in order to get or in order to receive. I go to these groups in order to give as well, in order to give of my energy and give of my engagement in this community. Occasionally, I'll have someone, not often, thank you, God, someone will come through and say, you know, Reverend Pat, I just didn't feel spiritually fed today. And I go, sweetheart, today, maybe you were not supposed to be spiritually fed. Today, maybe it was time for you to feed others. See, my dear friends, many of you that's been around New Thought a long time, you know these principles. You know that they're simple, but not easy. And that's our opportunity to give of who and what we are. There is power in a group. Power. And as new members, don't forget that our community is a we community. And yet, as a community and as a ministerial team, most of us have not learned to read minds yet. Often we must ask for help, for encouragement, as we ministers also serve your needs and our needs. Get involved. Stay involved in this community. Many cultures today and historically have regarded belonging as a basic human need and priority for well-being. I feel the same about unity. I want to share a quick story. Not too long ago, there was a member of our community that was diagnosed with cancer. And it was a tough, tough road for her. And she came to see me, and I said, you know, how can we support you? And she belonged to a support group. She belonged to a group within a group here at Unity. And I said, my suggestion to you is to ask for what you need. To ask for what you need. And guess what? Oh, my gosh, did she ask in this group? She asked, and the people responded within this group and helped her just not only through prayer and meditation, but also helped her with driving and other things as well. She had to ask for us to know what she needed. So that seventh skill is companion on the way, and that eighth skill on the threshold is moving on. Moving on is part of the not yet phase. You know, moving on is easy to say, is it not? Yes. It's not necessarily easy to do. Sometimes what happens is we move on, and then we get to that place of discomfort. That place of discomfort. And then what do? Like the bird sometimes, we circle back. We circle back, and we come to that place that we are familiar with. And I think that's important, that we have a place. It was referred to last week or week before last about that home. I think it's important that we have that place. But we cannot get stuck in that place when our purpose is to transform our lives and therefore transform others' lives as well. I often say, yes, you may walk through the valley of the shadow of death, but for goodness sakes, don't build condominiums there. Get out, move through, and that is ours to do as we move on through that eighth skill of moving on. These people are here to support you. My prayer is that you can find a safe space and a brave space, a place where you will not always be comfortable, but you will have a place where you're safe and brave in order to do your transformation work. She writes, the threshold skills of moving on into the not yet is resisting the temptation to get stuck. Not only in one stage of our thresholding passage or story, but also in one emotion or another. We are making room for a variety of feelings. Grief and joy. Despair and hope. Fear and courage to coexist with each other and to move us without attachment. We experience and name each one, asking what it has to tell us and teach us. And then we send it on that we too might keep moving. We will experience all kind of emotions on this threshold. And yet, my dear friends, they do not have to be all negative emotions. We will also, the paradox is, we can also feel the joy as we go through these thresholds as well. And we can feel that because we have principles that we teach here, that we go to, and we have each other to move through these thresholds. You have an assignment today, if you choose to accept it. I would suggest, and this was one of the exercises, I think it came out, I'm not sure where it came from, but I want you to identify your friends on your journey. Make a list of those people that you feel comfortable in calling friends, that you can share your heart with. Identify those people. And then tell a friend, tell someone that you identify with how much you appreciate them supporting you on your journey. And then I want you also to take it even a step further. I want you to identify one group that supports you. It might be Unity Minneapolis. It might be other groups. But identify that one group that supports you as you navigate through the thresholds of your life. And if you're not navigating through a threshold in your life right now, more than likely, you're just not growing. Because growth is constantly about change and embracing it. Are you willing to do those two simple things this week?
Yes.
Are you willing to do these two simple things this week? Yes. Yes. Oh, my goodness gracious. I don't know how teachers do it sometimes. But I know this about you. I love you. I bless you. And I behold the living presence of the divine within you. And so it is. Amen.
Can be heroes, just go on and say, if you're out.
just want to let you guys know that Rachel wrote that arrangement of this song.
We are that generation. We are. Now is the time in every service where we have the opportunity to support this spiritual community. We're asking you to provide an offering, gift, tithe, whatever you choose to call that. I'll have our ushers come forward. And what I'd like you to do is do the offertory blessing with me. I'll do it once, then we'll do it together, and then one more time silently. There are many ways to give. The QR code in your order of service, online giving, very, very easy, safe, and secure. Check in the mail is just fine. However you choose to support this spiritual community, our companions. Divine love flowing through me blesses and multiplies all that I give, all that I receive, and all that I am. Together, please. Divine love flowing through me blesses and multiplies all that I give, all that I receive, and all that I am. And silently, please.
We take a moment and we bless these gifts. We bless all the gifts that's been received this week. We're grateful for that. And we send them forth to fulfill our vision and mission of a transformed world. Thank you. Thank you, God. And so it is. Amen. Inviting our Undue to Unity prayer chaplains to please stand. These individuals arrived early. They held sacred space in this sanctuary. They're here to hold that sacred space with you, to listen with the ears of their heart, to pray aloud with you, and then to hold what they've heard in the strictest of confidence. If you have a prayer request, by all means, seek out a Unity prayer chaplain. Thank you for your service. I just want to remind you that yesterday we had a great celebration here. We had Science and Wonder. It was a family affair, and I want to thank each and every volunteer, all of those folks that made that happen. If you were in the room and you had any part of that, would you please stand under the leadership of Thomas Maiello? Would you please stand? Yes. It was a wonderful event. Wonderful event. Also, our prayer chaplains had a retreat this weekend. That was Friday night and Saturday. We will be installing 23 prayer chaplains this year. So we could thank that. Let's appreciate that as well. Michael Schwindler, would you stand just a moment? Michael has a workshop this afternoon. You don't want to miss it. It's that interior, I believe he's calling it interior, Journey the Internal Landscape. So thank you. You may be seated. Thank you. Yes, yes, yes. all of this happens here at Unity Minneapolis because of you. Because of you. Thank you for your energy. Thank you for your engagement. Thank you for your support. We have children out there. Let's stand and let's bring them in.
We are walking in the light, in the light, in the light. We are walking in the light, in the light of God. In the light, in the light, in the light, in the light. In the light, in the light, in the light of God. You are walking in the light, in the light, in the light. You are walking in the light, in the light of God.
Welcome, everyone. We had a great day in youth and family ministry. Our young ones made some affirmations for you all, so we're going to stand at the sanctuary and invite you to take one out of the basket. And our Uniteens talked about the Bible, and I believe read the story of Samson and Delilah, so ask them about the Bible. And thank you to everybody who helped put on a most magnificent Science and Wonder event yesterday. Could not have done it without the vision of Thomas Maiello and Maggie Engel and a huge team of you. So thank you so much. Our kids really were enriched by that. And I believe a lot of adults were,
yes,
as well.
Yes. Let's appreciate our volunteer adults, okay? New members, would you just turn around and face the congregation for a moment? I want them to see who you are. I want you to see who they are. I want you to be sure to speak with them. Speak to them and remind them that we are a we community. Okay, so welcome aboard. Let us know together our prayer, protection, and our peace song. Together we know that the light of God surrounds us. I am light. The love of God enfolds us. I am love. The power of God protects us. I am power. The presence of God watches over us. I am presence. Wherever we are, God is. I am divine, and all is well.